We're back to Psalm 46, and let's take a look at it somewhat line by line. Can you read verse 1?
Absolutely. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
He's, if we look, and always when we see footnotes, if your Bible has footnotes, take the time to go look. We see a very present or well proved.
Right.
And well proved. He has demonstrated, and that was right at the sin of Korah. He saw the benevolence and love of God with the plagues and the crossing of the Red Sea and the feeding of manna and the feeding of quail and water coming out of rock. The more one is given, the more one is expected to do something with that gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was well proved. He has demonstrated through our experience that he is our refuge. If we need to weather a trouble or a strength, if he has to overcome it. So to me, that was a lamb motif, you know, that
totally.
He's a shepherd we can count on. And if we see a wolf, however we define a wolf, we're protected. Verse 2.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea.
Yes. Not fear. Not fear. Micah called our attention to that. It's stated around 365 times in the Bible, and it is a real deal. And we do not fear because he's demonstrated his love in the past for us. That's why we don't fear. We know he's God, and we know he's God because we were really trying to pay attention to how he's worked.
Right.
There's
it
one
continues.
Yes, and it continues. And it's that one set of working in a global, like core, right, with actually, he loved it, so that wouldn't be necessarily a good example. But, you know, we read those mighty works of God. But then there's mighty works within our lives, too.
Absolutely. I love that footnote says well-proved. Because it's like God has given us all this evidence, and then the word therefore, as a remembering, because of all this evidence, we literally have reason not to fear.
We really do. And fear's addictive. If you have fear, I can't say you cannot have faith, but it undermines your faith.
Yeah, it's a corruption.
It is a corruption of it. That is right.
Yeah.
And fear is so addictive. It's so addictive.
Yeah.
Verse 3.
Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah.
Yes. The Lord, so he's not gaslighting us. How about that for a term?
Yeah, good work.
He freely admits that we can face problems. As though if it were a hurricane gale force or earthquakes, right? The waters roaring and foaming, or the mountains trembling. Okay, that could be a hurricane, you know, earthquake. Yeah. That's true. Those do exist. And then we have Selah. Within the eye of the hurricane, right? Or the earthquake, where you find that wherever that strong beam is to protect, that's where God is.
Yeah. Place of stillness.
Place of stillness.
Yeah.
Verse 4, please.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. I love that holy habitation.
I loved it. I love that. And a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the river of life.
Yeah.
We just had a reading recently, a Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus, so who's the river of life? That's Jesus. And he does indeed make glad the city of God. And Augustine is going to observe this same connection to the Holy Spirit sent from Jesus. This will be Augustine's thought. What are these streams of the river? That overflowing of the Holy Spirit, of which the Lord said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, out of his bosom shall flow rivers of living water. These rivers then flowed out of the bosom of Paul, Peter, John, the other apostles, the other faithful evangelists. Since these rivers flowed from one river, many streams of the river make glad the city of God.
Yes.
Verse 5, please.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
So in spite of the storms of life, he is with us. All of creation tells of the wonders of God. As surely as morning follows night, so too does the help of our Lord.
Yeah. I love that. It makes me think of the mercies new every morning.
Yes. Yes. Just
being reminded of the setting and rising of the sun is like God reminding us of the endlessness of his grace.
Yes. Verses 6 through 7, two verses.
Yes. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Yeah. Selah.
Yes.
Yeah. I love verse 6.
Yes.
Because it just makes me think of today so much and all the endless strife that seems to go on between these empires and kingdoms of the world, and then just the mere voice of God causes the whole thing to melt.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That's so powerful.
So in the King James, we would note, and so the Reverend Schofield will direct our attention to this, is that instead of nations, it would say heathen. So the heathens rage. And King James in its footnote would have a substitution for nations. So our footnotes are kind of important.
Yeah.
So Schofield directs us to Psalm 9:9. The Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. That would be a parallel verse. So then we have a restatement of verses 1 through 5, fortress and refuge. Sometimes we are called to action. Sometimes we're called to wait. Again, we see that contra of power and love, or lion and lamb.
Yeah.
Blessed peace forever is the lot of those who trust in the Lord. Verse 8 and 9, please.
Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire.
So we see works of the Lord, so that were that demonstrable proof, right, that Koah would have seen.
Yeah.
Desolations, and the motif for me is a lion, power. So this is not imagery of a hippie, grandfatherly type God, which has kind of been a steady diet for some time in some circles.
Totally.
So we always, all of us, because all of us have a propensity for the image of God that we want or that we gravitate to. So it's always good to have an outside objective source for God, such as reading through the entirety of Psalms, of a Psalm, and to help us stay focused.
Absolutely.
All right, my friends, we're going to take up at the next episode the Scofield Bible again, and his referencing to Isaiah. Till then, fides, hydratio.